The Dick Nicolai Tournament Championship Games will take place at Lumberjack Arena on Friday night, with four teams vying to take home the coveted trophy on one of the biggest nights of the year for local sports. Hello and welcome to this week's Camogie News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Nicolai Finals in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest high school and college basketball news, why it was a memorable week for two local wrestling programs, and why next week is so important for HDNL basketball teams. But first up, the Dick Nicolai Tournament Finals will take place at Lumberjack Arena on Friday night to cap a busy and exciting week for local high school basketball. The tournament action got underway on Monday night with the boys first to go. After a three-way tie for second place in the Little Four, a coin toss was needed to separate South Fork, Ferndale and Hoopa. Hoopa won the coin toss and automatically advanced to the postseason tournament, with South Fork and Ferndale then playing a play-in game at South Fork on Saturday, which the Wildcats won 72-69. On Monday, the Cats hosted Hoopa in opening round action, and the visitors prevailed 68-58 to advance to the semi-finals. Also on Monday night, the McKinleyville boys hosted Eureka in their Nicolai opener and won 67-44. That set up the semi-finals, which took place at College of the Redwoods on Wednesday night. Big Five champion Arcata got the night's action underway against Hoopa and comfortably won the game 68-37 to advance to Friday's championship game. Senior Luke Moxon led the Tigers with a game-high 18 points, including 14 in the first half to help set the tone for his team. The second semi-final saw Little Four champion St. Bernard's play McKinleyville in a game the Panthers won 57-47. The Panthers started fast and led wire to wire, with junior Bodie Douglas scoring a team-high 18 points in the win. The victory was the Panthers' ninth in their last 11 games, but both of those losses have come against Arcata in the Big Five, so the Panthers will be eager for a rematch at Lumberjack Arena on Friday night. Tip-off is set for 7:30 p.m. The Panthers will be playing for their fourth ever Nicolai Championship, with the most recent coming in a thrilling overtime win over Arcata 2 years ago. The Tigers, however, bring plenty of experience to the big stage and will be playing in their fifth straight Nicolai Championship game. The Arcata boys are the most successful program in Nicolai boys tournament history, having won 10 titles, twice as many as the second most successful school in tournament history, Del Norte. Remarkably, all 10 of the Tigers' tournament wins have come in the last 15 seasons. In girls' tournament action, meanwhile, Eureka and Ferndale both won their tournament openers on Tuesday night. The Loggers defeated Big Five rival McKinleyville 44-36 to set up a semi-final showdown against Little Four champion St. Bernard's, while the Wildcats avenged a recent defeat against Hoopa and won their tournament opener 65-40 to advance to play Big Five champion Arcata. The two semi-finals were played at College of the Redwoods on Thursday night. Arcata took care of business in the first of the two semis, beating Hoopa 59-45, while St. Bernard's won a thrilling matchup against Eureka in the second semi-final, winning 48-44 in a rematch of last year's tournament championship game. The Tigers and Crusaders will meet on Friday night in this year's final and a repeat of last winter's epic Division 4 NorCal championship game, which St. Bernard's won just days before they went on to claim a first ever state championship for the HDNL. In local college basketball, meanwhile, it was a good week for the College of the Redwoods men's team, which is closing in on a fourth Golden Valley Conference championship in the past 5 seasons. On Saturday, the Corsairs traveled to Siskiyous and won 79-73 to take over sole possession of top spot in the conference standings. The win lifted the CR men to 6-2 in conference play, with 2 games remaining, both of which will be played at home. Butte is second in the standings, but dropped to 5-3 in conference play with a 76-72 loss to Siskiyous on Wednesday night. With 2 wins over Butte in the GVC this year, the CR men hold the tiebreaker advantage and they can clinch the championship with a win in either of their final 2 games. The Corsairs host Feather River on Saturday afternoon at 1 before welcoming Lassen to CR on Tuesday night. The Cal Poly Humboldt men, meanwhile, saw their 6-game winning streak end against Stanislaus State on Saturday, losing a close game 65-62. The Jacks were back in action on Thursday night at Cal State East Bay, where they won 88-74 and improved to 10-7 in conference play and 14-8 overall. The Jacks, who remain number 10 in this week's West Region rankings after breaking into the rankings for the first time in over 3 years last week, will be back in action on Saturday afternoon when they play at San Francisco State. The Cal Poly Humboldt women also were in action on Thursday night and won their third straight game by a score of 66-60. The Jacks are now 7-10 in the CC2A and 8-15 overall. The CR women, meanwhile, played a non-conference game at Las Positas on Wednesday night and won 81-69 to keep their playoff hopes alive. The Corsairs will return to conference play on Saturday when they host Feather River at 3 p.m. In local high school wrestling, it was a memorable weekend for a pair of HDNL schools at the North Coast Section Dual Championships. Del Norte won the Division II Redwood Empire Championship for the second straight year, while McKinleyville won the Division III Championship for the first time since 2014. This is the second straight year HDNL teams have won 2 of the 4 Section Dual Championships. The league teams will now turn their attention towards this weekend's HDNL Championships, which will take place at Arcata High School on Saturday. And finally this week, with the local high school basketball regular season now concluded, the HDNL teams are gearing up for the NCS playoffs, which tip off next week. The postseason seeds and brackets will be announced on Sunday, with several local teams expected to be included. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.